Police asking for help locating two missing people. Sebring police say 14-year-old Aaliyah Melly was last seen in the village around 10 p.m. Monday. She's 5'11", 130 pounds with blue eyes and red hair. Might have been wearing a black quilted jacket. Anyone who sees her should call 911 or police at 330-938-6114. Stark County Sheriff's Office searching for 45-year-old Stephen Shago, who left his workplace around 4 a.m. Tuesday in the 15,000 block of Lisbon Street Northeast in Paris Township. He was driving a white 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Shago is 6 feet tall, 195 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information should call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Ruth Miller of Holmes County faces charges including aggravated murder in connection with the drowning death of her 4-year-old son at Atwood Lake in August. Miller pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Three mental health evaluations found she was insane at the time. Tuscarawas County prosecutors are not disputing the findings. Both sides agreed to present no further evidence or witnesses. Judge Michael Ernest will issue a ruling March 3rd with a placement hearing to follow if approved. Man scheduled to be arraigned in municipal court Thursday following a high-speed chase through Massillon and Perry Township. 40-year-old Nelson White of Massillon charged with failure to comply and obstructing official business. Police say he was wanted on multiple warrants. White accused of fleeing from officers in a rented vehicle Tuesday afternoon driving through yards before rear-ending a vehicle on Jackson Avenue Northwest. The woman driving the other car was taken to Mercy Hospital with minor injuries. Jackson Township shooting leads to probation for an Akron man. December 8th, 25-year-old Austin Collins of Canton was shot at Diamond Royale on Munson Street Northwest. 23-year-old Donald Brown pleaded guilty Thursday to felonious assault, aggravated assault, and a weapons charge. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced him to 3 years probation and 200 hours of community service. Brown also must complete substance abuse and mental health assessments. Canton City Council has approved a new rule requiring property owners to annex into the city before starting or transferring water and sewer service. Monday's move meant to make sure township residents share the cost of city infrastructure. Legislation has drawn criticism from Plain Township officials, residents, and realtors who warn it could create housing market uncertainty and hurt homeowners. The repository reports council members say it applies to new services and transfers, not existing contracts. A drone search of a Canton home involved in a fatal fire has been completed. The house expected to be torn down soon. 32-year-old Brian Shackelford was found dead inside the home. No one else was located. Caused the Sunday night blaze on 5th Street Southwest is under investigation. A man facing sentencing after pleading guilty to felonious assault and intimidation Monday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. 31-year-old Jonathan Messenger of Salineville admitted to hitting a woman with a baseball bat September 18th and threatening to kill her if she called police. An aggravated menacing charge was dropped as part of a plea deal. Prosecutors recommending 4.5 years. Former substitute teacher from Lisbon said to be sentenced April 13th in Columbiana County Court. 43-year-old John McFarland pleaded guilty Tuesday to 13 counts of pandering obscenity involving minors, one count of possessing drug paraphernalia. Prosecutors say he possessed and transmitted videos depicting minors engaged in sexual activity between 2022 and last year. He could face prison time and could be designated a Tier 2 sex offender. Michigan man sentenced to prison for trafficking methamphetamine. 26-year-old Jalen Davis of Detroit pleaded guilty to the felony charge Monday in Portage County Court. He was sentenced to 3 to 4.5 years in prison. Judge Becky Doherty also imposed a $10,000 fine. The charge stemmed from a September traffic stop on I-80 in Freedom Township, where deputies and a canine officer found 223 grams of meth. An inmate was stabbed at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown. Police say the victim was found in his cell just before 10:30 with multiple stab wounds to his back. The attack believed to have occurred roughly 4 hours earlier. Surveillance video shows three inmates entering the cell. Staff were unable to find the weapon. It's the latest of a series of assaults at the prison. Mahoning County murder trial ends in mistrial. Judge Anthony D'Apolito declared the mistrial Tuesday in the case of 19-year-old Daniel Sellers after co-defendant Sean Peterson refused to testify. Sellers accused of the April 2023 shooting death of 15-year-old Amaya Montserrat after a birthday party in Youngstown. WKBN-TV reports prosecutors say the case will be rescheduled. The Ohio Department of Health says those who were at John Glenn Columbus International Airport last Wednesday could have been exposed to measles. ODH Director Bruce Vanderhoff says people who were at the airport between 6 and 9 p.m. could have been exposed. Since the beginning of the month, 6 cases of measles have been identified in Franklin County involving children between the ages of 1 and 5. Vanderhoff says 5 of the cases are from 2 households. The 6th is the case from the airport and involved international travel. Vanderhoff said anyone there during the listed time who's vaccinated has a very low risk of getting sick. Those who are at the airport and not vaccinated should be very careful in watching for any signs and symptoms from now until March 11th.